guess I should get to the agenda. I've got the SWIG stuff up. So we'll call to order this Planning Commission meeting Tuesday, April 7th at 6 p.m. Zoom meeting due to current circumstances. Let's see. Let me, I guess, make this larger. So I guess turning to item number one, we have time for any public comment, and I don't know, I don't see anybody online. I don't know if anyone has signed up to make any public comment. If so, they have a moment now if they would like to. But I don't think we have anybody online, so we'll close that part of the meeting and move on to our scheduled items. Item number three, approval of the minutes from our last February 25th Planning Commission meeting. Any comments, thoughts on those meeting minutes? I read through them myself, seemed to be fine. Other comments?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Anyone else?
I don't have anything.
Okay. All right, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Jeff, can we identify Eric as a voting member tonight?
Yeah, so Eric, I guess everybody on right now. So that's Jeff, Jared, John, and Eric. Is that right? That's our group. So all voting members this evening. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
I'll entertain a motion regarding the minutes from our last meeting.
I'll move that we approve the minutes from the February 25th, 2020 Planning Commission meeting.
Second. Okay, thank you. Those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. We'll move on to our fourth and
Jeff,
final.
Jeff, just to make it clear, that was Commissioner Dredge who motioned and Anderson second, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Holly, would it be helpful to do roll call vote tonight?
Sure, I think it would.
Okay, let's just do that then.
Sounds like a good idea. All right, our item number four then, review, recommendation, and public hearing on preliminary plan approval for SWIG in the Gateway Commercial Project. Let's go to that item. So we'll turn to the memo and I guess start with you, Chandler, and then we'll have a public comment moment, but again, I don't see anybody on board to talk.
So we'll hold off on that. If you give me just a few minutes to go over this plague plan. So you remember that we did have, and we welcome Lorianne Spear as our fifth voting member tonight.
There we go.
Our papa. So just as a note, there have been a few public Zoom meetings that have been hijacked. You've been reading the news by third parties, unwanted third parties. So if that happens tonight, we're just going to get quickly cut down and we'll probably have to send out a new invite. But I hope that doesn't happen. But you remember that this SWIG project did come before the Planning Commission in February for a conceptual plan, which was approved. Some of the feedback that was given at the time by the Planning Commission was based on the elevations. Even though it's a very small building, I think it's less than 500 square feet, the Planning Commission did request that there be some variation in the building itself, including some sort of full window or just breaking up the brick facade. Also, there are some questions on the traffic flow to the site. So I'm going to actually start with, can everyone see my screen?
I see you.
Well, can everyone see me? The planning
commission. Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to start with. I'm going to share the SWIG site plan. Maybe if I can find it.
So the L color was the colored site plan.
Yeah. Where are you? Up in here.
Right there.
I'm trying to I'm not trying to show the elevations right yet. I'm just trying to...
I think your L-color is the colored site plan.
This was the landscaping plan. Oh. We can work off of it.
I'm not sure why it's showing the elevations. There you go.
Okay. So the property that's being acquired for SWG is everything within this black border. There is some need for some public improvements that are outside of that border. Specifically to the south here, there's going to be a dry aisle of asphalt. But we've been going through an engineer's review on this. Our engineers made comments. We've submitted the comments to SWG and their architect and engineers, and they're working on implementing those changes. There are some questions on a few of them. Nothing at this point that I feel is material that should hold up the project. Really, it's questions about how to treat this land that's being developed outside of the SWG property, and how to retain that water, how to best retain that water. So we'll work with our engineers and their engineers and come to a solution with that. But while I've got it up, let's talk about the landscaping plan for the site. It is a relatively small site, but based on their civil set that they submitted, this site includes, I think, about 28% landscaping, and pallet, as you can tell, is pretty lush. I want to commend SWG. This is actually probably one of the finest site plans, landscaping site plans I've seen in terms of complying with our rules. The trees that run east-west here along this 9980, that is the prescribed, what is it called here? It's not a landscape guy, but so you see this pallet here, this plant schedule. You have the skyline focus, which is found in park strips per our code. The Mellis crabapple, which our code does require that one of those be planted near the building, which is about dead center in the site plan. You have the London plane tree, which is supposed to be on North South Street. And so you see that here, that there's three of them. One, two, three here. And then there is the oak, which is supposed to be planted along east-west streets, which we have three of them planted here.
In the background.
Sounds lovely. Can you guys hear this? This is the construction project behind my house.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's loud.
Yes, it is.
Oh, goodness me.
Yes, we can hear it, Lorianne.
Sorry, maybe I should move to the other... I'm in my office, but maybe I should move to another...
I think you're okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Okay.
But then you see that...
Lorianne, unmute when you want to talk.
You see that the rest of the site plan is well landscaped. So they're at 28%. So any questions on the landscaping site plan that they've proposed?
No, I would agree. It looks pretty nice to me.
Yeah, I agree. I have no question.
Okay. So let's switch to the, let's go to the traffic. I asked them to provide some site plans from some of their other buildings. So here's St. George. And I gotta say that I wouldn't love this, but it works. But the queue actually blocks in these parking stalls that you see. That it's just one long queue that it pulls in. And it's stacked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cars here before it heads out on St. George Boulevard. Let's go to the Mill Creek site, which I think is the site that's most like ours. They stack at the most like our site's being proposed, which is a curved site. So here you have 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 cars that stack in and around the building. You see limited parking here. The parking is just this site right here. This is all parking for an adjacent structure. But one thing that was interesting, they did submit some traffic studies that they had performed for some of these sites. And I want to just go over those real fast. Draper, this is from their Draper site, but I felt like this was very interesting. This is, once again, they show the Mill Creek site that they're proposing, but, sorry, on page up here. The summary, wait, no, where is it? Sorry, I'm trying to just, this came in late today, but. But you see that during these times of the day, they have like 5-minute intervals here, and you see the number of cars that came in, people inside the building, time at the window. You see that with it not being a food service, but just drinking a cookie, it's a very, very short time, and you see that the time in line is very, very short. So some of them, you have some outliers here, which I wonder about, but maybe it's just someone's girlfriend is working the window, but so this one car time in line 8:59, they must have had somebody there that they knew, I don't know, but you see the time in line is very short. The average line was 3.7 cars. The 85th percentile cop was about 5 cars, and so you see that the time in line and the length of the line is very short. So the site plan here that they're proposing actually stacks, I believe, 7 cars in line, possibly with 8 before it begins to block traffic. So in comparison to some of the other sites that they've proposed and have been approved, this one is, I think, stacks very favorably. Any questions on the site plan as far as the stacking of the queue? One thing that I do think that this will help is, I was talking to Jenny Pei about this before the meeting started, and the Taco Bell, I drove by there last Tuesday and I saw a huge line and I couldn't figure out why it was so busy, but it turns out they were offering free tacos that day. So with you only being able to get tacos through the drive-thru, it was quite busy. But with building the site plan, with building the SWIG, SWIG's going to be about right here, if you can see my screen, just to the east of the Taco Bell. With adding a drive aisle that's to the south of the SWIG here, if Taco Bell anticipates a busier time, they can cone off their drive-through entrance to force people to drive around the SWIG and pull up through the drive aisle here and then enter into the Taco Bell from the south rather than from the north, if that makes sense. So that we're not queuing up into 9980 and then onto North County Boulevard. That's what we really want to avoid. Any questions on site, traffic, the queue, any other stacking, anything like that?
I do have a question. So as I was looking at the site plan for SWIG, I was still counting like 6 parking spaces, and that would include the 3 employees. Is that right?
I don't believe they have that many parking spaces.
Am I just counting ones back on that other site plan you were just looking at?
Yeah, let me pull it up real fast. I have right here. So yes, you have 6 parking spaces, sorry, 5 parking spaces, one of them being an ADA parking.
Okay.
So, yeah. So you see the 3 parking stalls here, there, and then an ADA stall, and then with the site, you see the rendering here shows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cars. Before you could, in theory, probably fit one more right here before you start stacking into the road. About the car's length. And with the turnaround at 1 minute, I don't imagine cars are in the line very long. Otherwise, they probably don't get drinks there. They get a quick drink for you. We do have a number of representatives from SWIG on the Zoom meeting here as well. If any of them feel like they want to chime in and correct anything I'm saying, I'm welcoming their comments.
This is Aaron Smith with 4 Foods Group. I think you've been doing a great job, Chandler. I think that with that number of parking stalls there that we outlined, that should allow us to completely self-park with all of our employees there. And then, yes, we do have 7 cars right now showing in queue. And again, average time is about 2 minutes for that traffic study that we saw before. So, I mean, we should be able to get cars through here pretty quickly. Obviously, I mean, we'll have a similar type of situation with our grand opening events where we may need to cone off kind of some of the road just for, you know, our grand opening. We do have a lot of people that come and support those VIP events. Short of that, I mean, we really should be just fine with this regulation as far as right here.
And we've seen Taco Bell slow down dramatically, but at the same time, it's hard to gauge what their true usage is, where people are forcing it. It's tough to tell.
I think it's important, if I could just say one more thing here too. We actually just opened our newest location up in Mill Creek just last week, and really across the board with all of our locations at SWIG, as you guys know, in the current climate with the pandemic, most restaurants are getting killed. Our SWIGs are actually trending up in sales. So everyone wants their caffeine and their sweets, and this is why we would like to get this open as soon as possible there in Cedar Hills, because we're very optimistic about this, even despite all the current events.
That's good news. Okay, last thing I want to talk about is the elevation of the building itself. There's been a few changes that they've made, and so I want to highlight those. The Planning Commission did want the SWIG development to look a little bit, to break up some of these, I don't say long brick expanses, but to give some variation. So you see that there's been an added window here on this side here, and then we can minimize this. This still just has a door. I think the CO2 tank, is that am I correct? Is this where the CO2 tank is going to go?
That is correct. So that is a cabinet for the CO2 tank. And one thing that I want to point out on these elevations too, I don't know why this rendering looks kind of strange, but this color down below reads kind of green on the screen. This will all be gray. So, I mean, basically this will match the gray cabinet, the door, top of the parapets here, the foam detail. This would all be gray. So I apologize if this looks kind of strange, like a green.
I was going to ask about the color there. Yeah. On the new addition on the facade really is the wainscot at the bottom. I looked at the other buildings in the zone, the Walmart, the Chase Bank, Dollar Tree, Harts, every one of them have a wainscot of some sort, similar to what's being proposed here. The only difference is that some of them have, like the Dollar Tree and the M-Source development, have what looks like a stone wainscot. Harts and Walmart and Chase Bank have more of a brick masonry type wainscot. I would, the wainscots are typically tan in color, not gray. So I don't know if that's something that you're sold on or to fit in with the other buildings, I would suggest maybe changing it to more of a earth tone.
And we could absolutely do that. So if we need to change the color of that just to be a little bit more neutral, we can absolutely do that. And then per the Planning Commission's comments from the last time we met, as Chandler just referenced, we did add another window on basically the south elevation. Just to kind of break up the brick, as well as at the pickup window at the drive-through, we actually extended and added another window to the side of that, just to again make it feel a little bit more open and airy, and just honestly let the employees inside have a little bit of daylight, so they don't feel like trapped in a little shed all day long.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
The updated elevations that you're showing now mention the wainscot of limestone. What material are we talking about there? Are you, because you've got thin brick above and a water table, looks like a concrete water table. So are you talking about a thin limestone type veneer, a cast stone, or?
It's a concrete precast, basically lick and stick. You slap it on the side of the building there. So it is a concrete precast material.
Okay. It's not hard in that material to get kind of like a warm, like a limestone color. Limestone can vary anywhere from a warm gray to a buff or tan. So in that material, I imagine you won't have too much trouble finding a suitable color.
Absolutely. So I think that we'll just try to warm that up a little bit for you, and we can update these elevations, get some of the coloring a little bit more accurate, and then we can get this right back to you here within the next day or two if needed.
I'm not too concerned about the color, because like I said, this is just a simple rendering. Planning Commissioner, are there any questions related to the elevations that I can answer, or we can have the developers answer?
Uh,
One quick item. We did, I think we noticed this as a public.
You have to do a public hearing, yes.
Yeah, so if we can just for a moment pause for and recognize any comments from the public that I can't see on screen or who are not here. If there is anybody here from the public that would like to comment on this project, please do so now. And hearing none, we'll close that part of this item and return to Planning Commission for questions, comments on what's been presented.
Yeah, any questions? I'm happy to try to answer any. Or any comments or concerns? I honestly feel like they did a really great job of addressing or listening to the Planning Commission as concerns from the last meeting and incorporating the changes into the building. I appreciate their willingness to listen. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Commissioner Dredge. The one comment I was going to make was how they did seem to address each of the issues that you brought up. I think the changes on the elevation were good. So thank you.
Thank you.
I would agree with that. Other comments? Anyone? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chandler, I have one small question. The motion recommendation covers two things. Is that correct?
Yes. There's two motions here. So there's one motion, but there's kind of two sides to it. There's to recommend or not recommend the preliminary plan for Gateway Plat A Lot 9 subdivision. And that's where I would ask you to propose to there, as well to recommend or not recommend the amendment to the Cedar Gateway subdivision by dividing Lot 6.
So did you want us to do that as two motions or just one?
I would probably it's up to you guys. I don't feel, I think you could probably do that as two motions.
I agree with that.
I would probably start then with the division of the subdivision, lot six into creating lot 9.
Okay, I'll go ahead and jump into that. I recommend that we amend the Cedar Hills Gateway subdivision lot 6.
I'll second.
Okay, any further questions or discussion items?
I don't need to vote, right?
I think you do. I think you're our fifth. Is that right, Chandler?
I think you're our fifth, Eric. I think you're
okay. Okay, I will.
And recommendation earlier was a roll call, so I don't know if I can get everybody. Eric, your vote?
Aye.
Orianne?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Who else do we have on here?
Aaron?
Jared.
Aye.
Okay, sorry about that. And I vote aye as well. And any opposed, I think that's voting unanimous on that motion. Motion carries. Entertain a motion on the second item.
If the only condition I can think of is to alter the color on the wainscot. That's a pretty minor condition.
Okay, I would agree. Entertain a motion on the on this second item with that condition.
Fine, I'll make a motion.
Thanks, John.
That we recommend the preliminary plan for the Gateway Plat A, Lot 9 subdivision located at approximately 9980 North, 4700 West, subject to revising the color slightly on the wainscoting.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion, questions, comments on this item? Hearing none, we'll again take a roll call vote. Eric, your vote?
Aye.
Orianne?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Jared?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. voting unanimous that motion carries as well.
Jeff, could
and
you
I
just...
I believe
Jeff.
Those are all the items on our agenda.
Mr. Chair, Jeff? This is Craig Hall, the city attorney. I have two things. Number one, thank you for letting me join the meeting tonight. And second of all, I would just want to mention for the minute, purposes of the minutes, that this meeting was held pursuant to the Open and Public Meeting Act and the executive order from Governor Herbert. Gretchen, I'd like that, make sure that's included in the minutes at the beginning or the end. The agenda did state that, but I'd like it in the minutes also.
Consider it taken care of. Also, Jeff, could you verify for me who seconded that second motion? Was that Jared? I wasn't looking at the screen, so I...
It was Eric, yeah.
So Eric seconded the second motion. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Any other items before we adjourn? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Thank you all.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good evening.